Just when I thought.
You got to be versatile, wait, man.
Just when I thought I reeled you in. Just when I thought I finally got him where he needs to be. Here you come with that.
Craig Mack, bruh.
Please.
You got to get with it, man.
Not with that. I ain't
gotta
get with that.
You got to get with it.
I ain't got to get with
Kiki,
that.
Kiki, what's wrong with him, man?
Man.
Huh? Yeah. Rest in peace.
Kiki, like, that's
Craig Mack.
That's Kiki's lane. She's man. Okay with that stuff. I ain't in that lane.
Craig
man.
Mack from Philly, right?
I don't know. Craig
from Philly?
Mack or his mama.
You don't think so? Okay. Oh, well, we'll goodness. Have to look that up. Hey, Bill. You know, we're trying to bring you up, even though that was a little, you know, back there.
Let me help you with a couple things.
Okay, New York.
Let me help you with a couple things. Ain't Too Proud to Beg, My Girl, Cruising, Bernadette. You haven't.
Those are all good,
yeah,
man. But this
I was
isn't
made
the choir store.
I was made the lover. Signed, sealed, delivered. Ain't no mountain high enough. Come on with some music,
man.
I can run them all night long. My whole world ended before you left me.
Just let you know, man.
Come on with some music.
My music taste.
Still waters.
My music taste.
Hey.
Are from.
On. You know the Four Tops.
All over R&B. What? All over R&B and rap, Bill. Hip hop, so you have to get with it, man. I'm versatile.
Never you mind if I don't tell strangers passing by. Come on, man. That's music, boy.
Okay.
If I don't brag, don't brag or boast. Lift my glass and say a toast about my love.
Cut it, Bill. Cut it, man.
Come on, man.
Cut it.
Four Tops, Still Waters. I had a little summer cold going on, but I ain't got my real voice. All right, well, look, you keep plugging away at it. I guess one of your cousins down in Aliquippa sending you that music.
Hey, I'm just trying to make you versatile, man.
Well, versatile this. Let's talk specifically about the Pittsburgh Steelers if we can. Prediction on wins, losses this year. How many on either side? Expectation on the Super Bowl. A little bit of a question.
You don't want to say that until the regular season? The beginning of the regular season?
Well, a little snippet of what you're thinking. A little bit of what you're thinking. And let me just ask you a question that we all know the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Philly, does this matter a little bit?
Going to Philly?
Thursday, does it matter a little bit?
Yeah, I think it matters for the backup player, yes.
Yeah, it matters a little bit.
It does. Hey, right now, Bill, you have a roster of 90 players. You know, the Steelers need to get down to 53 by September 1st, I think the date is. So you're basically talking about close to half the team. So when you look at it that way, there's a lot of players that need to make that 53-man roster, and now you're talking about a very good team already. So when you think about it, there might be 35 solid players that probably don't have anything to worry about. So what does that leave? About 17, 18 open positions.
It ain't easy.
Yeah.
It's
very important.
And look, let's not kid ourselves. Let's not be mistaken. We're talking about the greatest football franchise in NFL history. We're talking about the team with the most Super Bowls. We're talking about a team that probably has the most players in the Hall of Fame. We're talking about a team that boasted the greatest defense of all time, and there have been some great ones. We're talking about a team that probably had the greatest tandem of wide receivers in the history of pro football. We're talking about a team that brags about a man named Mean Joe Green turning the tide of football. Man, the history is deep in the Pittsburgh Steelers. As we get ready for a Stairway to Seven, the objective for the Pittsburgh Steelers to win their seventh Super Bowl. You spoke moments ago about the importance of Big Ben with a year or two left on the contract. I kind of see the importance of Ben getting it done this year. We don't know if Bell stays next year. They can't tag him again.
Oh, we know. He's gone.
Okay.
I'll be very surprised. I would be elated if we were somehow
never know
able to keep him, I would consider that a miracle.
Didn't we go through a similar situation with Brown?
No.
And he had an option to go, and
no.
I thought there was some question about him staying at the end of one of his contract runs. But I think Bell's going to stay. You know why I think he's going to stay? I think he's going to stay because if they win the Super Bowl this year, I could see him leaving easier after a win. But I think he recognizes this. Now, who's to say? Who's to say that New England doesn't pick him up somehow or the other? Or, you know, a team that has Super Bowl potential. But I think he might stay.
I don't see New England at all.
I'm just throwing out the possibility of a team that could win the Super Bowl getting their hands on him. He's not going to go to a team that doesn't have a chance of winning the Super Bowl. So
I wouldn't say that either.
I'm thinking the things that Bell has said. I think, first of all, the holdout and the restraint and all that, I think that's all part of football negotiations. I think deep down inside he wants to be a Steeler, and I think he wants to win a Super Bowl here. And I think if they win a Super Bowl here, it's easier for him to go. But I think if not, this year and next year would be the chance for them to get it done.
As far as teams, and
especially if Ben leaves.
As far as teams and where he could possibly go, have you ever been to an auction?
Of course.
Okay. So you know how auctions work, right?
Yeah.
That's basically what he'll do. Out in open market. He's going to say, hey, I'm out here.
So you think it's more important for him to get the money than
I don't. But I think he does. And I think he,
I don't think
he put himself in a corner by not taking the Steelers deal, because based on what I heard, the Steelers deal was a pretty good deal.
Let me ask you a question.
And if he turned that down, it's all about the money.
A little bit of a sidebar here.
Mm-hmm.
Because you oftentimes speak about your connections and your internal people telling you, who are you? You know, your information is a little shaky on occasion.
You don't need to know. I told you.
You speak about it as if you have some kind of authority.
I'm not going to risk losing my contacts and everything, man.
But your contact comes up short on occasion.
I told you Martavius Bryant would not be on the team, and Martavius Bryant is not on the team. And I'm telling you today that Ben Roethlisberger, he wants a new deal, but he won't get a new deal because there's something that's called the salary cap, and I know that the Steelers are planning on taking that money and putting it on the defensive side of the ball. And there's been other things that I told you about this team that I can't even think of right now, but I can't give you my contacts, okay? But, again, based on what I'm telling you, they occur. So that's all you need to know.
What other earth-shattering news does your contact put forth?
Well, I gave you enough, didn't I?
Well, what else? I want to know, is there anything else?
As I get information, I'll share it. As I get information, I'll share it. You know, now you're trying to make things tough for me and have people asking me questions
if your contact has any more information for our listeners. That's all I'm asking.
Okay. And since I brought up Martavius Bryant, do you see what's going on out in Raiders country?
No.
And I can't even say Oakland Raiders. I'm not sure if they're the Las Vegas Raiders or California Raiders. I'm not sure what to call them. But John Gruden, you know, the flashback coach, I guess I'll say, he said Bryant is not cutting it in camp. He said that there's other wide receivers that are having much better camps than he is. So the last couple months have not been good for Martavius Bryant. There was rumor that possibly, you know, he was still dealing with some drug issues.
Which proved to be false.
Well, they didn't materialize as of today, but then now you have a performance issue where your coach is saying you're not cutting the mustard, and they gave up a third round draft pick for you. I mean, this is if you're not impressive right now, when are you going to be impressive?
Are the Raiders going to be back this year, or they need a year or two?
I think they'll have a reasonable season. I don't think they'll be up with the big dogs, you know, like the Pittsburgh Steelers or the New England Patriots. And who else could we put up there
from the AFC? But Gruden will get them ready.
I think they'll be decent.
You think Gruden will get them where they need to be?
I won't say that. I think they'll be decent. They had a decent year last year as well.
Gruden's getting $10
million? I don't know.
I think he's getting $10
million a year. It's pretty good money. And, you know, since we start talking about these other teams, let's hop over to Cleveland. Let's talk about what's going on with Cleveland. They have some interesting things going on. Basically, old news being new news with Josh Gordon, the wide receiver.
Same old, same old.
He still isn't in camp and reportedly won't be in camp by Tuesday. Now, we record on Tuesdays. So by the time this airs, there'll probably be more information. But Tuesday is an important deadline as it concerns his free agency status next year. If he shows up by Tuesday, then he'll be an unrestricted free agent. If he does not, then he'll once again be a restricted free agent in 2019 like he was this year.
Why are they putting up with this guy? Why are they putting up with this headache year in and year out? Is he that good?
He's that good. He's that good.
That could be the only reason.
He's getting all kind of chances. Now, there's rumors that he's going through another drug situation, which wouldn't be good. But there's a reason that a player is not in camp. But there's a lot of gripes, I should say, coming from other teams regarding this situation. Because, as I read, based on when you show up, you could be an unrestricted free agent or a restricted free agent. So if other teams would like to have your services, it would be good for the whole league to know what is going on. So Cleveland is being hush-hush about it as far as what's going on. So a lot of teams feel that that's unfair.
Makes you wonder sometimes how guys have these great opportunities and somehow find a way to blow it.
Chemical and dependency.
Yeah, I mean, not always, but sometimes.
Chemical dependency or other types of, you know, dependency.
It's unfortunate that, you know, at this time in their lives, they're not realizing that this time comes and goes. And the opportunity they have should not be squandered. But be that as it may, that's what makes the world go round.
And you know, typical of Cleveland players and Cleveland fans and the Cleveland organization. Now, if you have an issue, hopefully you get help for your issue, no matter what it is. But Cleveland is always Cleveland, and one of the things they always do, they always talk smack before they actually go out and perform. Okay, so Josh Gordon was the guy that stood there and was talking about, we have the best wide receiver core in the NFL. And now he might not even be available. And see, that's the problem. And Bill, I'm going to get your take on this. And it's not even on the agenda for today, but we talked about it last week. And I want to get your take on what we talked about last week when it comes to the Steelers, because the Steelers did a lot of uncharacteristic things last year that kind of dogtailed, I guess, off of things from the previous year as well. And I know you are too, I'm a big Mike Tomlin fan. But I have a problem with what went down over the last couple weeks with our owner, Rooney. Okay? Art Rooney had to come out and say that this year he doesn't want to hear anything, and I can't say it verbatim, but he basically said, we need to just think about this week. Okay, don't get ahead of yourself. Don't talk about what's coming down the road. We need to just talk about what's right in front of us. And the problem that I have with that, Bill, and I mentioned it last week, and I'm actually looking to see if I could pull out exactly what he said from last week, because I want to get this thing right as far as what the issue was here. But I just thought that that's something that should have come from Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin is the coach. The owner shouldn't have to step in and say, let's keep our focus. We need to focus in week to week. So I wanted to get your take on that. I mean, does that make sense as far as what I'm thinking?
Well, it does, and I guess you have to parlay that a little bit into the negativity that surrounds Coach Mike Tomlin in Western Pennsylvania and some of the knuckleheads that pretend like they know what's going on that really don't have a clue. And if I have a sense of your reference, is the owner of the team stealing a little bit of the coach's thunder?
Yeah. And again, just to confirm what he said, because I just pulled my notes from last week, his quote was, "Don't look ahead." He addressed the team, and that's what he said. He said, "Don't look ahead."
Now, three things. You have, in fact, come to the right place, my son.
All right.
You said you wanted to come to me and ask me a question. You've come to the right place.
Okay.
That's first. Secondly, and very importantly, am I and my significant other in there on opening game?
In opening, well, we'll talk about that.
Well, no, I want an on-air talk about it.
Well, I don't know, because I have a significant other. Okay, my wife Francine. You know, I don't make these decisions by myself. My beautiful wife Francine.
Another reason why I'm divorced. I didn't follow. There's so many. Yeah, those man. I mean,
you know. So I'll let you
it's
know.
On the table.
It's on the table.
It's on the table.
It's on the table.
All right.
And what he's talking about, folks, is going to the Steelers opening game
that I haven't been able to go to the last 3 years that I've known you. Mm-hmm. Because folks, he has other people in his circle that are more important or influential.
They're business tickets, man. They're business tickets.
Influential than I am. So, but be that as it may, back to the question at hand. You know, Kevin, that's a little bit of a I'm not a slam dunk on this, because they did look ahead last year.
They did look ahead last year. And I didn't like it.
And then the coach tried to gloss over it like no big deal. We're not looking ahead.
He started it.
I know. I mean, he kind of, you know, tried to act like that wasn't an issue, when in fact, now, if they had won the way they should have won, there would never been a word said about it.
Sure.
But when you take that kind of position and start talking about down the road and you ain't turned the corner yet and you lose, yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So does the owner have the right? Absolutely.
Definitely.
Does the owner take a chance on stepping on his coach's toe? Yeah, but he pays the cost to be the boss.
I don't have a problem with Art Rooney coming out and saying it. I'm just saying Mike Tomlin should have beat him to the punch. It should have been coming from him.
Well,
he should have come out and said, you know what? What I did last year on an interview with Tony Dungy, I should have never done it. And I won't do it again.
But sometimes you don't know. Sometimes, no matter how great you are, sometimes you got to be, you know, hitting the. You got to get a knuckle sandwich. Sometimes, you don't. Even if you're great and good at what you do, sometimes you don't know. So maybe the way that it came down does send the proverbial message the way that it the way that it will register. But let's be careful. And, you know, the Rooneys are great owners.
They are.
And good people. Yeah. And rarely, if ever, do they put
the best in the business.
Anybody on the spot. But let's be careful not to take anything away from the coach. And I don't think he can or will, because he is, in fact, a player's coach. But let's not be mistaken. Last year, they were looking down the road.
They were.
And so,
and like I said, he started it, and I brought it up last year. He really contradicted himself. You know, from Antonio Brown standpoint, Antonio Brown was live streaming on Facebook things that should have been left in-house. And there was nothing wrong with what Mike Tomlin was saying, but Antonio Brown shouldn't have put it out there. Just like Mike Tomlin, he could feel that way all he wants, but he can't put it out there that they're looking down the road.
Well, having said that, I'm going to tell you, if I were the sheriff, and you know every now and then I'll give you the, I'll give you my point of view that if I'm the new sheriff in town, I ain't having no tweeting. I ain't having no Facebook. I ain't having none of that.
Okay.
When you come to Latrobe on August whatever or July whatever, when you pull into camp, all that stops.
Uh-huh.
Now, and I'm telling you, that's how I would run the show. You don't get the tweet. You don't get the Facebook. You don't do no commercials, none of that. I got you from July 1st to December 2nd or whatever it is. After that, you go do all that stuff. But when you're in, when you're in my camp, when you're on my team, I'm squashing all that.
Yeah, but that's only part of the issue. Like I said, Tomlin
did that
as part of an interview.
I'm just adding to the fact that all that kind of silliness needs to be done away with.
Yeah, and for our listeners, don't get it twisted now. Like I said, I'm the biggest Mike Tomlin fan you can find. But if he does something that I feel that is wrong, I'm going to say that is wrong. So I'm going to be objective about it, just like, you know, the Jacksonville game. I thought it was all on Tomlin as far as why we lost. We weren't prepared for that game, and that's all on the coach. But there's no coach that does everything right.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully, you know, those issues will be corrected, and in 2018, hopefully we'll get this defense fixed and get this number 7 that we're due. Now, just going around the league as well, I'm not sure, Bill, if you were aware of the wide receiver Eric Decker, and I think New England did it again. They signed Eric Decker to a one-year deal. So New England just keeps getting the prototype slot receiver that fits their system. Wouldn't you say he's the prototype?
And they always do. And they always plug in where it needs to be plugged. Belichick is a great coach. We know that. But he's also a great organizer, a great team coach. He's got arguably the best quarterback in the business. And they do find a way. And you know what? It's really not magic. It's not rocket science. They replicate what made them successful. They just keep repeating what works.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's rocket science and they're doing something magical that nobody else can think of. So, you know, New England, until Brady is gone, you gotta respect them.
So they released Jordan Matthews, the wide receiver, who injured his right hamstring on Sunday, and now, you know, New England has issues in that area, wide receivers. So they're trying to shore up their wide receivers. I can't think of the guy's name. Maybe you could help me out. The guy that's suspended for 4 games for New England. Their slot guy. But they have a receiver suspended for 4 games, and then they have some injured receivers as well. So they're trying to make some moves to really shore it up. I even heard rumors that they're talking about Dez Bryant possibly.
Yeah, they were talking about that today. And, you know, Antonio Brown was lobbying for Dez Bryant here in Pittsburgh. I mean, on Facebook.
Yeah, we talked about that last week as well. If Dez Bryant would be a good fit
here
in Pittsburgh.
He's got to change his evil ways. You know, the Steelers don't tolerate much of the shenanigans and the self-centeredness and the give me the ball and all that kind of stuff. But talent-wise, certainly can.
Okay.
But speaking of something, I think a week or two ago you did offer that the Madden jinx would not affect Antonio Brown.
Right.
And Antonio Brown is hurt.
Yeah, but he's not hurt for the whole year. But good point.
He's hurt in preseason.
Good point. Even but it's not as though he's never been hurt before, Bill,
but
now.
But the Madden jinx, it showed it.
You're saying it's starting already,
it's
huh?
It's ugly head, but... Just
dude,
so
do we have time to change that cover, Bill?
Well, no, because you got, you know, but look, just so you know, you Pittsburgh Steeler fans out there in Kansas City and Tampa and California, because you're all over the country. Rest assured, AB is okay. As a matter of fact, he showed up at practice today. And
all he did was walk around.
Moving around very lightly.
I said walk. I didn't say run or anything.
Well, I think I heard a report that he was doing some light drills.
He was walking.
So he's not down and out. And as is the case, most of all of the other injuries have been light and not of the serious nature.
Now, you know what? We have some big news. We have some big news, and Kiki, I think you should share this news on the other side once we break, because, you know, we had a fabulous conversation before the show started today, and I think the people need to know, Bill, we're going to be in the house. We're going to be in the house, and we'll talk about that on the other end, and I think you'll be excited about it as well.
I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep you.
And I don't know what got Kiki smiling.
So. I'm going to keep you in limbo until we come on the other side on our last segment, because we still have a lot to talk about. You know, we need to talk about our Pittsburgh Pirates, right?
But I'm going to guess this has nothing to do with any of the local strip clubs. I mean, am I safe there?
You're safe.
All right,
you're safe.
I'm just narrowing trying to get down to a thin list here of things to guess.
So do you feel deflated now?
I'm just checking out.
Since that's off the table.
I'm not a strip club kind of guy, but I'm just going down the list.
But you know what? When you go to the strip club, well, you just say you're not the strip club type of guy.
You may not believe this. I've been to two strip clubs in my life. I bought one Playboy in my life, and I've been to two strip clubs. I brought the LaToya Jackson Playboy, as did every other man on the planet at the time.
I don't believe you.
I'm telling you.
I don't believe you.
Let me say this.
You mean to tell me you didn't buy the one with Vanessa Williams?
No, I didn't. I'm telling you the honest to God truth. I have no reason to lie. The only Playboy, now don't get me wrong, don't get it twisted, the only Playboy I ever purchased was the one with LaToya Jackson. Have I seen many others? Yes. But the only one I ever purchased was LaToya Jackson.
You're the guy in the library in the corner.
No, I'm not that guy. I've been to two strip clubs on two special occasions. One for my boy Ron Carter's bachelor party.
Wow, so you're putting them out there like that, Bill. That's not right, man.
Well, Ron has nothing
to say. You can't mention names.
Wait. Ron has nothing. He's not ashamed.
Wow.
Ron Carter's not ashamed.
He might be saved and in the church, you're just putting this
stuff
out there,
the
man.
The fact that you don't know Ron Carter like I do tells me to let you know, back up, shut up. I'll tell you the story.
Okay.
Ron Carter had his bachelor party at a strip club, and then another friend of mine had a bachelor party at a strip club. But I've never been a strip club kind of guy, just never been that guy, and never been the guy that needed to purchase that stuff or buy. But for whoever loves it, I mean, clearly it's well adored because it's the highest grossing market next to drugs in this country.
That's too much information.
Well,
man.
Sure. It's
that's
sport.
I'm a married man,
sport in America.
And that's too much information.
Well, man, I'm talking
and
to
we're
all
not
those
dealing
out there that are not married.
We're not dealing with the strip club, yeah. But we will be in the house. And we're going to share that with everybody on the other side.
All right. Try to have a little fun around here. Good Lord.
To advertise on Urban Media Today, call 412-424-7045. Urban Media Today is an online blog magazine specializing in urban lifestyle, finance, entertainment, HBCU sports, and more. With 24/7 exposure and online exclusives, email editor at urbanmediatoday.com or call 412-424-7045.